From Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it's Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio with your host, Craig Henson.
This is Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio, airing every Saturday right here on Talk 94.5 FM. And I am your host, Craig Henson, a.k.a. Craig the Floor Guy, from American Dream Flooring and Tile, the area's most trusted flooring professionals. Thanks for joining us again this Saturday. We have a really, really fun show today. We're going to do something a little bit different today for our listeners. So if you're listening, relax, sit back, and enjoy the show. We're going to have fun. We got some great information to share with you. Normally, here at Home Pros Radio, I'm bringing you the best, most professional home improvement professionals in the area, helping you understand how to better maintain your home, add value to your home, and navigate maybe an update product or a maintenance issue you may be having in your home, or maybe an addition or roofing. We've talked about a lot of stuff here. Well, today we're going to talk about some things going on that are adding value to your home that have nothing to do with you, the homeowner. Things that are happening behind the scenes within the county, within the city, and with a group called the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation. So today in studio, we have Sandy Davis. She is the president and CEO of the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Group. Welcome to the show, Sandy.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, she's a local. Tell the listeners about yourself. She is a coastal alumni. So yeah, introduce yourself and tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
I am. My family has always been in Loras, Horry County, and I graduated from Coastal Carolina University, went to work at HTC and then for the railroad, and then I made my way to the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development.
Awesome. So did you see yourself, let's say 15 years ago, where did you see yourself? Did you see yourself doing what you're doing now? Did you ever imagine what was going to happen in Myrtle Beach and in Horry County, what you've seen over the last 15 years?
Not at all. The growth has been amazing. To be honest, I didn't really think about industry until I got into this job. I did work for the railroad and were very, involved with a lot of industries that brought in cargo. And it never crossed my mind that there were actually people out trying to get industry such as manufacturing and distribution, aviation, into our area.
Well, it takes a lot to provide for and run a city and a county, especially one that's as diverse as Horry County and as the Grand Strand. There's a lot of different things going on here, from tourism and entertainment. You have middle-aged families raising their families here. You have retirees here. You've got a ton of property investment here. And a lot of business development going on, but we're going to talk more about in the show. You mentioned working for the railroad?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that. That sounds fun.
So I was the controller for Carolina Southern Railroad, which was now bought out by R.J. Corman.
How do you control a railroad?
Well, I controlled the accounting and the HR. But, there were actually a lot more businesses that brought in, that utilized the rail service than what you would think. And then I think R.J. Corman has grown that, and there are even more businesses participating in that now.
Wow. So that's still a big way of bringing goods and stuff in and out of Myrtle Beach?
Yes.
The railroad?
Yes, especially with the port now in Charleston. A lot of people utilize the rail service to get back and forth and not have to put trucks on the road.
Well, they do a good job of hiding the railroads, because I don't remember sitting at any railroad tracks waiting to get through.
Yes, and I wouldn't say that there are a lot of businesses who are along the rail, because you can't get rail service if you're not along the rail. So it does make it harder for people to get the rail service. But we are also working on some other ideas to be able to help companies who would like to truck it in from a closer location but still needs to utilize that port to get that rail service in.
Let's work our way to those ideas she's talking about. Tell us about the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation. Am I saying that right?
You are. It is a lot to say, but you are saying
it very good. I've been
practicing
it for 2 weeks.
Very good. So the things that we do, we are responsible for recruiting industry for Horry County, and that includes every city, and every city has different needs and different things that are better for some companies than others. So that is one thing that we have to work on. Secondly, our most important part is to retain the industry that we have. So we have different committees that we work with. We visit all existing industry in our area if they're not working out of their house. We visit all of the business locations throughout the year, every year, and we get feedback from them on what they need in the county, whether it be workforce, training, easier access to supplies, just whatever problems that they're seeing, and if they need to expand, of course. Those are the things that they share with us, and we work on for them individually.
Yeah, I found out about you guys through the Horry Georgetown Builder Association, and whenever I was, you know, I met one of your associates, Sandra James. Hey, Sandra, if you're listening. And she was telling me about it, and I was like, what? What is this group you speak of? It just, like, this is a thing? Tell me more. You know, I wanted to hear about it because, you know, as I told you before, one of the things that I'm really passionate about is making sure that I'm giving back to the community and that I'm associated with people that are doing that. And we have some common friends in the area that we've talked about that do that same thing and have that same passion. But I think that's important because I know long term how important that is to the growth of the area. You can't just take. You got to give too. There's got to be businesses giving, and there's got to be people giving, and the citizens have to give. And that's part of having a healthy community. Would you agree?
That's right. I definitely agree. And that is one of the things to make the community a little bit more diverse is really why we are here, to diversify the economy. I hear people say all the time, and I mean, I went to school here, so I see it myself, that when people graduate, they go away to college and they don't come back.
Yeah.
Or they move away to find a job. And that was one of the things that had us to create this, or had our founders create this organization, is because they wanted their children to stay here. But without jobs, I mean, we're always going to be a destination area. The beach is not going to move.
Yeah.
So we're always going to have that attraction. But we have those skills that our children are acquiring, or the education that they are obtaining, and where are they going to use it? And also, we have to think about full-time benefits and retirement. And a lot of hospitality jobs do not offer that. So that is what we work for every day, is to bring those jobs to our area and keep our kids home.
Yeah, the first Builder Association meeting that I attended, the speaker was from HGTC, and that's what he was talking about, is how our youth are getting educated here and then getting recruited away to other markets like, you know, Atlanta, Nashville, even as close as Greenville, Columbia, Charleston, and they're not. His specific topic was about affordable housing here, but they need jobs, and that's where you guys come into play, right? You're helping to recruit. So if you're listening, to be clear, Sandy and the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation, you're not a county organization. You are a private organization, but you work with the county. Explain a little bit about how that works.
Okay. We are a public-private partnership. We are 501c6, so we do have a membership side. Our membership side is what allows us to host these type of companies and do these type of events. Our public side is more for the payroll, the office, and any other type of personnel needs, our retirement, that type of thing. So then the county also has an incentive package that we provide, and they hold that money at the county until the companies meet those needs. We also have now a prospect and product development fund, which we will talk about a little bit later on how we get buildings and property to be able to showcase to the companies.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys have helped recruit companies here that have created jobs. And you're also privy to some stuff. Some of you listening may have heard some things in the news about an undersea cable project. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. There's some big things going on with the city of Myrtle Beach and some development and updating projects that they have in the works that we're going to talk about as well. Is there Is there something like a certain, you were telling me about some big projects you guys have been a part of recently. Name a big one right off the top of your head, and then we'll get into it after this short break here in a moment.
Our latest and greatest and what is making all of the homeowners happy would be Amazon.
Amazon, folks. We're going to talk about the big boys at Amazon. We're going to take a short break. You're here with Craig the Floor Guy and Sandy Davis, President and CEO of the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be right back. Stay with us right here on Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio. Welcome back to Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio, every Saturday right here on Talk 94.5 FM with your host, Craig the Floor Guy. Today we've got Sandy Davis of the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation in the studio. Remember, if you have a question for anybody here on the show, you can hit us up on the Pro Line, 888-385-PROS. That's 888-385-7767. You can also go to the Talk 94.5 website and click on the Saturday shows, scroll down, click on Home Pros Radio, and listen to past episodes, stream them for free. You can listen on Spotify. And remember to like and share our post on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio and follow us there and stream shows there and find out about past guests and future guests there as well. So back to our conversation with Sandy. So Sandy, you and I both know a gentleman named Rob. He is from Carolina-based Realty, Carolina-based Construction. He is also a coastal graduate. I've had him on the show a couple of times. He's president of the Builder Association, very well-networked guy, and he happens to have a podcast. And so it's called, what is it, Leadership Live or something like that? Sorry, Rob, but it's he's got a leadership podcast, and I listen to it. And he had Devin Parks and Howard Waldy. Devin is the Director of Economic Development for the City of Myrtle Beach, correct?
Correct.
And Howard Waldy is the Chief Innovation Officer. And they were talking about some pretty amazing stuff in the works. But he got me thinking because he was talking about the Myrtle Beach, it's actually a news, U.S. News and World Report report that they published about Myrtle Beach being the fastest growing city in the nation. So I went to the report and I read the report, and it's a real estate based report. If anybody out there is listening, you can Google U.S. News and World Report, Myrtle Beach, you'll find the report. And I was reading how the analytics of how they come up with the report. I'm like, how are they finding that Myrtle Beach is the fastest growing city in the nation? And so I was reading the qualifiers. What they did was they surveyed people between a certain age group of, I believe it was 45 to 55, which is like pre-retirement age, and they had them score the survey of certain topics such as cost of living, weather, healthcare cost, a lot of different ones in there. And then they basically have like an averaging type of algorithm where based off of how the people that did the survey scored these different topics, they come up with averages, and Myrtle Beach averaged out the highest, basically. So to me, that was like, well, so what I'm reading is that if you're of pre-retirement age, Myrtle Beach is a great place to retire because you can get a nice home at an affordable price. There's a lot of stuff to do. It's a safe place to live, according to their report. But some of the things that we scored low on were jobs and wages. So then I started looking at national averages. So I Googled national averages, and we are 23% lower than the national average when it comes to earnings. Yet the average age on the, what I read, was 23% higher. So Myrtle Beach, we're 23% older than the national average, and we make 23% less. So thanks for sticking with me through that, listeners. We got there. And the reason why I say this is because this is where Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation comes in, correct?
That's correct.
A lot of people might look at that and go, well, what's the problem with that? Well, I know for me, as a middle-aged father, husband, and small business owner, that's kind of alarming to me because I have young children. We talked in the last segment about kids coming here, getting educated, moving away. I've got a 19-year-old son that goes to HGTC, and I want him to stay here. I want to watch him become a husband and a family man and raise his family and all that kind of stuff. I don't want him to move off to another city. So I want him to find a good job. And, you know, I see posts on Facebook and stuff all the time where people are like, hey, just moved to the area looking for a job. Anybody know who's hiring? Would like to make $18 to $20 an hour. And then these people will comment, good luck in Myrtle Beach. You know, you're not going to make that money here. But they can.
They can. They definitely can.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that we started our industry awareness course was because of specific comments that I was reading like that. So first of all is, you cannot be an educated commenter if you are not involved and do not know what's going on. Instead, you look ignorant. And so that is one of the things that we felt like was our job to educate people. Yeah. We have over 170 industries in Horry County. A lot of the times people do not know about them because they're so tied up thinking that we are only hospitality.
Yeah.
So we created a class that takes about 20 to 22 leaders out of the community each one time a month. Each year we take on a new class, and we take these people around two industries that share with them the skills that they need, the amount that they make. We require them to offer health insurance and retirement, and that is one of our top recruiting tools. They share their story on how they got here and their experience. Very rarely do we have any companies that say, I'm having trouble finding employees. I will say about the pre-retirement age, those people that have moved here, that 45 to 55 year old range, and even higher, actually, I will go all the way to 45 to 65 age range, has been some of the best plant managers for these manufacturers because they had a lot of that experience from where they came from. But you also have to keep in mind, one, our costs here are 23% lower than what they were paying whenever before they came here. That's some of our best recruiting tools is the cost of living here, the taxes, the cost of employees. I mean, that plays a key role in why some people move here. And also the amount of industry that we have here, because it has been so low and we are growing it, you have to have the skills before you recruit the company.
Yeah.
And that has been one of our biggest things, is that we have not always been doing that. So we, in order for us to make our targets of what kind of companies we want to bring on, we need to make sure we have that skill.
Yeah, you got to have. So, you know, a point to make when you were talking about people job hunting and the different ages of people that are working here, young people are competing with retirees for a lot of those jobs. Because I know a lot of retirees that I know have found out over the last few years that their 401ks, their savings, you know, wasn't going to pass muster for long-term retirement, and they got to supplement that, so they go out and they get jobs.
That's right, where they move here and they think they are going to be happy going to play golf 4 days a week, and they realize, you know, first of all, let's be honest, they have never stayed at home every day with their spouse.
Yeah, they're workers.
And they,
working-class people
and
that are, you know.
They decide they want to get out. It's not as much fun as they thought. And so they do make great managers, supervisors. But I will say, in talking with the businesses, what we have found is that those people tend to not want to work but 3 to 4 days a week.
Correct.
So they are great at training some of the people who have never worked in this type of industry, especially if they've already gone to college and they have some of the skill and they're just looking to learn the hands-on side. So that has been a plus for us.
Yeah.
I would say that we are known as a retirement community. We're known throughout I mean, throughout the world, whenever I'm talking with people about Myrtle Beach, that's what they tell us. Oh, we thought people retired there. You just go there to play golf. And who would put their industry on the beach? We hear you have hurricanes. You're hit all the time by hurricanes. Well,
that's
we all
know. Time of the year.
Yeah. And we all know.
We love our hurricane season.
Very rarely do we have a direct impact of a hurricane. We're projected to be hit, but usually it hits either north or south of us, and somehow we are kind of tucked in and we get saved. I do not know how it happens, but we're very lucky. But,
yeah, real quick on that topic, I actually saw a report that was released by NOAA or whatever, and we have a pretty mild forecast for this year from what I saw. So FYI, if you're listening, look it up.
Okay,
we
right.
believe we're going to have a mild forecast for potential for hurricanes this year in the Myrtle Beach area. So
I think just changing the perception, and we do have a low unemployment rate. I mean, our unemployment rate, we're at 3.6% right now.
Yeah.
But then I was reading an article this week. We think we're low, but then when you compare us to some other areas, some people have less than 1% right now because their population has decreased. And regardless of, you know, that we may have a lot of retirees here, it's obvious we have grown a lot because our population number has really increased over the past 5 years.
Cool. So we're going to have to take another break here in a moment, so we can't quite get into Amazon yet. But if you're listening, I promise you, as soon as we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to talk about Amazon. We're going to talk about the undersea cable. That has something to do with Meta, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that as well. And I want Sandy to tell us about some companies that have moved in that have created jobs. So stay with us right here on Grand on the Strand, Home Pros Radio. We will be right back.
If I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind, in my mind I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine?
Welcome back to Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio with your host, Craig the Floor Guy. And we have in studio today Sandy Davis of the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation. Today's show is brought to you by American Dream Flooring and Tile, the area's most trusted flooring professionals. Why do we say that? Because we're the only state-licensed, locally operated company that offers a lifetime installation warranty. Who does that? A lifetime installation warranty. I get that. Whose life is it? My life? Your life? The life of the floor? Well, give us a call and we can explain it to you. We have a beautiful 3,000 square foot showroom at 2294 Glens Bay Road, right next to Food Lion. You can call us at 877-6-FLOORS. You can visit us online at AmericanDreamFloor.com. And if you do visit us, ask about our crazy in-stock specials right now. We've got 20 mil waterproof lifetime warranted luxury vinyl plank flooring starting at $1.59 a square foot, and it is not made in China. You know, I wouldn't steer my listeners down the wrong path, because I am an advocate of buying made in the USA. It's not made in the USA, it's actually made in Thailand, but still, 20 mil for $1.59, $1.99, you can't beat it. I've got 15 year stain-resistant carpet for $1 a square foot. You can pour bleach on this carpet and it won't hurt it. It's pretty crazy. So come see us at 2294 Glens Bay Road. Give us a call at 877-6-FLOORS. American Dream Flooring and Tile, best price guarantee, lifetime installation warranty, no interest financing, locally licensed pros. Why look anywhere else? So what is going on with Amazon?
We cannot wait to have Amazon here, not just for the community, but I'm excited for myself. I'm sure like every day you have Amazon boxes that are delivered to your house too.
Yeah. I have a like corporate Amazon Prime account for the business. We buy a lot of stuff from Amazon
for
the business.
That is great. So this new facility is called a 5-hour delivery facility. And it pretty much means that it will be in North Myrtle Beach, and anyone located within an hour drive time should receive their supplies that they order within 5 hours.
Wow.
Yes, so we're very excited. It's located in North Myrtle Beach in our only private industrial park, and that is off of Water Tower Road. We have been talking about this for a long time. I'm sure you see it. I know in the I know people complain about houses and finding affordable houses, but just availability right now for us in the industrial side has been a problem.
Yeah.
We, a long time ago, you know, we used to be tobacco markets and textile, and so we had a lot of low ceiling buildings that were available on our larger side, but nothing that we could move a company like a distribution center that needs a lot of racking or anything that has tall equipment in the building. We just did not have the ceiling height for it. So we built a spec building, Horry County did, and it is in Cool Springs, and it housed PTR, the gun manufacturer that was recruited from Connecticut. But we needed, the county just can't do that all the time. You know, it's really not their job to be in real estate. So we had been talking about it. We found a private developer. He created the Palmetto Coast Industrial Park off of Water Tower Road. He is building 7 buildings in that park, totaling close to 1 million square feet. And we were able to land Amazon because the permitting and everything was already done. The site plan was approved. We could meet their time limits. The same thing for Pepsi. Last year, we announced Pepsi would be expanding their operations to this same park. If we had not had that park available, we would have lost them to North Carolina. Not only would that mean we would be losing the new jobs, but we would have also lost 112 existing jobs that were currently at the Conway facility where they were landlocked. So it's so important to me that people understand the power of property. Everyone has green fields or brown fields that you can build on, but you know, since you're in the housing industry, the permitting time.
Well, I find it amazing. You said the county had to build the building to get the ball rolling. Why are private developers or even local, why are local development, like, you know, why are they not doing it?
Sometimes I think they're scared that they're going to get stuck with a building and have to pay for it, you know, along the way, but before we could even get the walls started on these buildings, we had already, tenants. They will come. Exactly. And I can understand, you know, a lot of developers in our area who have been here for a long time, they went through the last economy crash and they were a little bit more nervous because they got stuck with a lot of things. And I could see that now too, but no one's saying you need to build 5 buildings. We just want one at a time and have the second one permitted so that as we get them, we can fill them.
Yeah, and build them right.
That's right.
Build them big enough. Build them safe enough where they're adequate. Because if you don't, that's one of the things that has frustrated me about this area is it seemed like it was hard for me to find, like, quality and professionality when I was trying to find resources for opening my business. And I kind of had to just take what I could get and make the most of it. And I'm a small business, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I can imagine if I was a large multi-million or billion-dollar corporation, they want to be catered to. They want to be dazzled, you know what I mean? That's how we get them here. How do we keep them here? So you talked about Pepsi and Amazon and how we got them here. How do we keep them here?
That is something that we do also. It's all about building relationships. And we hold their hand from the beginning all the way until the end. The end being until I retire.
Yeah.
We talk to them every day. We have great relationships. We do special training programs through the college. We have a program called Ready SC that is throughout South Carolina for the technical colleges. We also have other programs where we have to sometimes, you know, pay their instructors to train their students. And then we have the unemployment SC Works is known as the unemployment office around here. We like to call it the employment office. But they also train people who are looking for skills and put them in these jobs
It sounds like to me the biggest challenge is once we get these corporations here and we create these jobs are filling those jobs with skilled, quality employees.
That's correct. And I will add, I have one specific company that we recruited from Connecticut, and it's a two-part for you. I know this is something you're probably interested in that you hear a lot in the community. He said that he needed to be within 5 miles of an interstate, and he needed to be able to hire 60 employees. And when he came to visit, I knocked on his door in Connecticut, and he told me, he said, you're not on my list because when I contacted the state of South Carolina, you're not within 5 miles to an interstate.
Wow.
And I said, that is correct. So he came here. We avoided Highway 501. And he ended up locating on Highway 501. And he said, you know what? The name of the company is Technoware. He said, this is nothing like the traffic we have in our area, even with the interstate.
No.
Not only was he able, did he locate here and wasn't afraid that we didn't have the interstate, but he also, instead of hiring 60 employees, he found 80 that were all good for him.
Yeah.
And he said they worked. They did a class of 40. He didn't have to hire one of them. He hired, I think, 30 of those. These classes, they keep up with the time you come in, the time you leave, how you act, if you have your phone out. A lot of soft skills go into it as well. And so I do think that we have a great workforce. You just can't hire them, though, for $11 an hour.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's coming to my head is, first off, 501 is a work in progress. Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's right.
They're widening it, and it's getting better and better and better. So eventually that'll be a non-issue, in my opinion. And the second thing I'm thinking is, now's the time to get in.
Mm-hmm.
These companies need to get in now, because there is a lot of youth in the area. There's a lot of children. The schools are filled to capacity, you know, and those kids are going to grow up, and we want them to stay here, and we want them to find jobs here. We want to attract youth.
That's right.
We want to give the youth the life that they're looking for, which is immediate gratification and high entertainment. And we're going to talk about something else that's going on in the next segment, which is our last segment. So don't go anywhere. You're going to miss out on our grand finale of the show. We're going to take a short break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about another really exciting thing that I'm sure everybody's heard about and may not know what's the specifics about it and why they're doing it. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about making Myrtle Beach a smart city destination and attracting youth when we come back. So stay with us. You are here with Craig the Floor Guy. This is Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio. We will be right back. Welcome back to Grand on the Strand Home Pros Radio with your host, Craig the Floor Guy. Today we have Sandy Davis, President and CEO of the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation. They work to basically bring business development and corporations to the area to create job and to spur economy and grow the economy, which is what we need. So that way our dollars per hour rates will go up, people will make more. And want to live here and want to stay here. And one exciting thing that everybody's heard about is about this Meta Cable. It's what's called the Meta Cable is what they call it. What is the Meta Cable?
It is a subsea cable, and it lies on the ocean floor. And we have it running from several different places. We have Myrtle Beach to Brazil, Myrtle Beach to Argentina. We have several different lines, and we have three huge companies, Meta being one of the three. The other two cables belong to Google. So we have Google and we have five cables that we are trying to fill. So we still have two cables left in the current one in the current drop that the cables will come into. So as you can see,
yeah, I'm actually holding a piece of the cable in my hand, a sample of what this undersea cable looks like, and it's about the size of a cigar.
It is very small, smaller than a curling iron, as many women can relate to.
Yeah, and this little cable right here, thousands of TikTok videos can stream through this per second.
That's exactly right.
So if you're listening, Meta is Facebook. They are the parent company that owns Facebook and Instagram too.
Mm-hmm, I think
you
know, they do own Instagram.
Social media. We advertise American Dream Flooring and Tile on Facebook. I actually do very, very well with it. So in the podcast, on Rob's podcast, where he had Devin Parker, Howard Waldie, Devin Parks, Director of Economic Development, Howard Waldie, Chief Innovation Officer, if you're listening, guys, hey, I'd love to meet you sometime. They were talking about making Myrtle Beach a smart city. What do you know about that?
So what we were hoping with the subsea cable is that some of the technology companies would want to write their software here, develop it, and test it. To be able to test it here, Howard has several great ideas that he's seen work in other places. Things such as the mailbox is full for the USPS person to come by and pick it up so that you're not driving out there several times a day if there's nothing there. Trash pickup, it will notify them when the trash cans are full so that you can pick them up. Bus routes, where people are waiting. And things such as changing red lights due to traffic, which could be very important here, especially in the summer. So what we were hoping is we already have the Aspire Hub, which is now known as Emerge. And that is for young entrepreneurs or anyone that needs help in getting their business going to go in and utilize that space. You can even work from there if you are here on vacation or you're a work-from-home person. That is also available for you there, and it has a boardroom. But these people are working to help these initiatives that people are coming up with test in our area. So we were hoping the subsea cable will draw more technology entrepreneurs here and that they would want to test their software, and the city of Myrtle Beach would be able to reap the benefit of that testing.
Yeah, when I first moved here and I was looking for a building to start my business in for Megadream Flooring and Tile, I looked at a building down, it's next to the old train depot building. Downtown, there's a building right there next to it. And the guy that met me was a property broker, but he said he represented the city of Myrtle Beach. And he was telling me about this vision to make that downtown area an uptown live-work area. And I was like, okay, dude. Like, I wasn't really understanding and seeing. But now that I've been here a while, and this is what we're talking about right now. Like, they're going to do it. It's going to happen, right?
They are doing it. They have the development plan. Even the road is going to change.
Yeah, Broadway was going to be redirected, or
that's right.
A section of it would be cut off and redirected.
And it is kind of hard. When you come in, the road kind of forks, and some people really do not know what to do. So, yeah. I mean, I think this is going to really push some more traffic their way, and to be able to, you know, any new companies that they bring in, this is going to bring more traffic for them. Where as it is now, it's kind of closed off. No one goes down the side roads. This is going to actually push them there. And, I mean, it's a great location. You can see the ocean from there. I really think it would be great. The other side of that is a piece that you mentioned earlier, is the affordable housing. So we want to make – I mean, they want to make it a live, work, play area. We also have to have somewhere for these people – to live, if they're going to be, you know, if they want to walk to work or, you know, be close to work, especially people like in the healthcare. One of the things that we're hearing is the problem with housing is that the salary range of like 42 to 55,000, that is our beginning healthcare in the nurses, that's our beginning school teachers. Government officials, whether it be county or city employees, it's too low, especially whenever you're looking in Myrtle Beach and the surrounding area. Your price of your home needs to be around $220,000 to be affordable on a single income, and your rent needs to be around $1,200. And rent has gone up so much that since COVID,
one bedroom is like $1,300 to $1,600 a month,
I've seen. And I mean, they just can't afford it. And that is a problem when you are trying to recruit employees. When you're recruiting employees to come here and they're looking online to see where they would live and they can't afford it.
So, Sandy, when are you going to get Trump Tower built down there? How do we get that guy to come in here and invest in Myrtle Beach and Horry County?
We really do need it. He has visited. I think he really likes our area. Maybe we can talk him into it.
I mean,
I bet you could get the flooring.
That'd be great. I don't know. I mean, I'd bid it if he asked me, but I'm sure he's got a connection that could handle it for him and probably give him a really good deal on it. But it would be great. In all reality, we do need. What about that Margaritaville thing? Do you know anything about that?
I don't really, because we are not tasked with doing anything hospitality or tourism related. But
that's what we need. We need a Margaritaville, a Disney or something, or a Trump Tower. I think we need something like that to really like kick it off and really open the national, you know, development people, the money movers and shakers to really take Myrtle Beach seriously as that, you know.
We need something big.
Premier destination. So whatever we can do. If you're listening out there and you've got $1 billion burning a hole in your pocket, call Sandy at the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Group. You can give them a call at 800-844-4983. They are local. If you're interested in, I mean, talk to the listeners about maybe in how do we participate? How do we help? Because, you know, I always say be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So how do we help, Sandy?
Great. So as we spoke about earlier, that we are a public-private partnership. Our private side has a membership. We have monthly meetings and we introduce people. We team you up with our projects if there's something that your business can do to assist a project. And you are the ones who make it possible for us to be able to go out and date these companies when they come into town, show them what we have to offer besides just taking them to see buildings. They want you to supply their hotel, take them out to dinner, invite the people that can tell them that this is a great place.
So if you're listening, you're a business owner, small business owner, and you want to join the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corporation, give them a call. I believe, would Sandra be the correct person? Call Sandra James. 843-347-4604. You can also email her at sjames@mbredc.org. That's the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Group. Like I said, we're here to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And we're calling on everyone out there to contribute and be a part of raising the bar. I think we need to raise the bar in Myrtle Beach. We need to turn the dial up. Yes, it is a beautiful, relaxing place, but I've come to see as I've moved here, Myrtle Beach has two speeds. You know, if you're in Myrtle Beach, you're either relaxing or you're busy working.
That's exactly right. And I feel like I'm on the busy side.
Yeah. And we're lucky.
That's right.
That you are. Because although there are a lot of retirees here, there's also a lot of people there in the primes of their lives. And we're doing everything we can to be part of the solution, not part of the problem, to raise our children in this beautiful area. I mean, that's why we moved here. Cost of living and schools. We were not happy with the education our children were getting in the area we moved from. I'm not going to – everybody knows where I moved here from if you're listening. But when we started looking at schools and everything, we said, yeah, let's do it. And my son went from not wanting to be in school to an early graduate cum laude. So that's shout awesome. Out to St. James High School on that. But yeah, remember, always be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Buy made in the USA when you can. Always hire licensed professionals. And if you got $1 million, you want to build something, Sandy Davis and Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development can help you turn that into a very profitable venture. So tune in next Saturday. This has been Grand on the Strand, Home Pros Radio.